The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Thine is the day, O God. Thine also the night. Thou hast established the moon and the sun. Thou hast fixed all the boundaries of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter.
Bring us, O Lord God, as our last awakening into the house and gate of heaven, to enter that gate and dwell in that house where there shall be no darkness.
About, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name.
Office, Psalm 46.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is our refuge and strength, a
And to
and to the Holy Ghost.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
The hymn for this service is, I'll praise my Maker while I've breath.
Which thou hast prepared for all to come.
the glory of thy people, Israel.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and most merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants who seek through the art and music to perfect the praises offered by your people on earth, and grant to them even now glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve thy sick servant John, and give thy power of healing to those who minister to his needs, that he may be strengthened in his weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, whose mercies cannot be numbered, accept our prayers on behalf of thy servant Glory, and grant her an entrance into the land of light and joy in the fellowship of thy saints, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Visit, we beseech thee, O Lord, this place, and drive from it all the snares of thy enemy. Let thy holy angels dwell herein to preserve us in peace, and may thy blessing be upon us evermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The anthem this evening is, "If We Could Shut the Gate Against Our Thoughts," a setting by Peter Halleck. Our violinist this evening is Tom Jaquensky, and our organist is Les Martin. If we could shut the gate against our thoughts and keep out sorrow from within, or memory could cancel all misdeeds, and we unthink our sin, how free, how clear, how clean our hearts would lie, discharged of such grievous company. Or were there other rooms within the heart that did not to our conscience join so near, where we might lodge our thoughts apart, that we might not their clamorous crying hear? What peace, what joy, what ease should we possess, freed from the chains our souls oppress? O Savior, who our refuge art, let thy mercies stand twixt them and us, and be the wall to separate our hearts, so that we may at length repose us free, that peace and joy and rest may be within, and we remain divided from our sin.
Oh.
lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is the Lord only
that makest us dwell.
Bless the Lord.
Thanks be to
God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.